Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
More Vince McMahon hush money, plus a major change to AEW pay-per-views is on the horizon. And are we getting WWE 2K23? We'll talk about it. For Wednesday, August the 10th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. The Vince McMahon saga rolls on, no longer part of WWE plans going forward, as the investigation into millions and millions of dollars in hush money continues by the Securities and Exchange Commission. And there has been another development in that ongoing story. SEC published the following report yesterday. On June the 17th, 2022, World Wrestling Entertainment, Inc. and its board of directors announced that a special committee of independent members of the board of directors were conducting an investigation into alleged misconduct by the company's former chairman and chief executive officer, Vincent K. McMahon, who resigned from all positions held with the company on July 22nd, 2022. However, remains a stockholder with a controlling interest, and another executive who is also no longer with the company, named as John Laurinaitis. On July the 25th, 2022, the company announced that it had made a preliminary determination that certain payments that Vince McMahon agreed to make during the period from 2006 through to 2022, including amounts paid and payable in the future totaling $14.6 million, were not appropriately recorded as expenses in the company's consolidated financial statements. Since that time, the company has determined that two additional payments totaling $5 million, unrelated to the allegations that led to the special committee investigation that Mr. McMahon made in 2007 and 2009, should have been recorded in the company's consolidated financial statements. Together, these unrecorded expenses total $19.6 million. They go on to say in the report that the payments in question, quote, were or will be paid by Vince McMahon personally. WWE has requested a filing extension to account for this additional $5 million, after which they will, as promised, publish their revised records for the years in question. Obviously, the Vince McMahon money saga continues this week, and when we have more details, you will know more at cultaholic.com. Is a massive change on the horizon for AEW pay-per-views? Dustin Rhodes seems to think so. At least he alluded to such a thing at Terrificon. When he was speaking on a panel, he discussed AEW pay-per-views, hinting that a big change was coming, saying, quote, I think we're going to go to two-day events now for pay-per-views. I've heard that down the pike, at least. It'll be like a WrestleMania experience. You'll have 2 days of Double or Nothing, or 2 days of All Out, or Revolution. The one thing that we have spoken about a fair bit when it comes to AEW pay-per-views, the consistent thing that comes up in conversation about AEW pay-per-view events is the length and how some can be 4 or 5 hours long. If you're counting the press conference afterwards, you're looking at 6 hours. So the idea of spreading that chunky pay-per-view out across 2 days, it's not a terrible idea. I mean, it's great for AEW. They can sell twice as many tickets in theory. And as fans, you get a prolonged experience, but in shorter bursts. And it means that AEW can kind of dominate a weekend of professional wrestling by having a show on like maybe the Friday or the Saturday, or the Saturday and the Sunday. Doing it that way seems to be a very feasible avenue for AEW to go down. No idea yet as to when such a thing would be executed, but according to Dustin Rhodes, it is down the pike, which means it could be along at some point soon. Tony Khan put out an interesting message about tonight's AEW Dynamite special. Quote, on Dynamite, if you miss Quake by the Lake, it'll be a regret you won't forget. Now, speculation is rife as to what he means by this. Potentially a big moment happening tonight on the show. It's coming from the Target Center in Minneapolis, which is where Kenny Omega last competed. It's where he faced Hangman Page at Full Gear. And some have started this conversation that maybe this is where Kenny makes his big comeback. We'll find out in a few hours' time, because Quake at the Lake is tonight, an AEW Dynamite special. Staying with AEW news and staying around Kenny Omega, Kota Ibushi has entered the conversation. After months of issues between he and New Japan Pro Wrestling, a reply to a tweet may have given away what Ibushi's next move is. When asked by a fan on Twitter if he was going to AEW, Ibushi replied simply, at least once. So there could be something in the pipeline that will see Kota Ibushi rocking up at All Elite Wrestling soon.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Progress Wrestling takes over the Boiler Shop in Newcastle upon Tyne this Sunday. Wanna go? Pair a ticket with your name on. For a chance to win them, head to cultaholic.com. Last night's NXT was the go-home show for Heatwave, which is an NXT special next week. And they set out the stall for the entire show. Next week, we'll see Tony D'Angelo facing Santos Escobar in a street fight, with Legado del Fantasma breaking away from D'Angelo's family should Escobar win. However, if D'Angelo wins, Escobar will be banished from NXT and Legado will stay with Tony. Carmelo Hayes is going to defend the NXT North American Championship against Giovanni Vinci next week as well, after Vinci threw down the challenge last night. Cora Jade is going to be facing Roxanne Perez in a grudge match stemming from Jade turning on Perez a few weeks back. And as previously announced, we'll see Mandy Rose defend the NXT Women's title against Zoe Stark and Bron Breakker put the NXT Championship up against JD McDonagh. So that is NXT Heatwave that is coming up next week. One person who won't be factored into Heatwave, unfortunately, is Solo Sikoa. He was shown in the trainer's room last night being informed that he had a sprained PCL. He's going to be out of action for up to 6 weeks. Hopefully back in form. Sikoa has been in some wild brawls with Von Wagner recently, including a Falls Count Anywhere battle last week where it's very likely that the injury occurred. Speedy recovery to Solo Sikoa. And are we getting WWE 2K23? The answer is yes, we are. Take-Two Interactive, the publisher of the 2K video games, listed 2K23 as a title in their fiscal year for 2023 lineup, basically meaning from October onwards. There's no confirmed release date. I would imagine that we're looking at maybe April for the game to come out to coincide with WrestleMania 39, same as they did this year. That seemed to do very well for them. Plus, we're still getting DLC packs for 2K22, so I doubt we're going to get a second 2K game before the end of the year. I reckon we're looking at sort of March, April time for 2K23. But we are getting one. Let's all forget about WWE 2K20 and let's move on. If you're heading to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival this month, you may see flyers for a show called Mythos, which is a wrestling Viking stage show. Now, we spoke to Ed, who is the man behind this, a few months ago on this very podcast feed about the show that he was putting on in London. He has taken Mythos to the Fringe, and we're going to catch up with Ed on how that is going at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival a little later on today on the Cultaholic podcast feed. But keep eyes out for Mythos, a wrestling-themed show that is going to be part of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. That's on the podcast feed a little later on today. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, you can check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.